From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The city of Boston feels a little better about itself today. Shortly after the clock struck midnight, the Red Sox concluded a remarkable comeback in Fenway Park to live another day in the American League Championship Series. Stefan Fatsis joins us Fridays to talk about sports, and since he stayed up really late to watch that game, we're going to talk baseball. Stefan, are you sleepy?
I'm awake now.
So in the seventh inning, the Tampa Bay Rays led 7-0. They needed just 7 outs to advance to the World Series for the first time, and they wound up losing 8-7. How on earth do the Rays recover from that?
Well, they forget about it, which is what athletes do. The media loves to talk about carryover effects and inexperience and intangibles because they make good narratives. But athletes become pro athletes in part because they can forget about yesterday and focus on today. But it is true that the Rays have not been here before, and if they do manage to blow this series after leading 3-1, psychologists will be summoned. So we'll see. The Rays get to return home to their dome tomorrow night for Game 6. One of their best pitchers, James Shields, is expected to face Boston's Josh Beckett, who has not been particularly sharp in the postseason.
Now, regardless of whether Tampa closes the deal this weekend, they've had a truly remarkable season for a team that was formerly known for finishing last.
Yeah, last 9 out of their first 10 seasons. They lost 96 games last year. They won 97 this year, and that is just an absurd turnaround. But it was expected to some degree. This all began in 2005. They brought in a new owner, Stuart Sternberg, a Wall Street executive. He installed 2 very young executives to run the baseball and business sides of the team. On the baseball side, he put this kid, Andrew Friedman, who was 28, but he paired him with a baseball lifer, Jerry Hunsicker, and he didn't give either guy the title of general manager. The result was this blend of old-school scouting with new-school quantitative analysis, and through the draft, through some free agent signings, and some really great trades from mid-level players, suddenly you've got a terrific team.
And I'm guessing that the emphasis on youth there means that they didn't exactly have to break the bank to assemble the team.
No, the Rays' payroll was the smallest in the American League this year, about $44 million, and that was an 80% jump from last year. And what's overlooked here is that the Rays, just a couple of years ago, were among a group of teams that were criticized for failing to spend the money that they were getting from wealthier clubs in baseball as part of the revenue-sharing program. At one year, they got as much as $33 million, and they were criticized because they weren't spending it directly on major league payroll. Now you look back and you say, boy, it looks like they invested that money pretty wisely, and they've built an organization that's going to endure regardless of what happens this weekend in Florida.
Well, now whoever wins the series is going to wind up facing the Philadelphia Phillies in the World Series. That starts next Wednesday, and I'm interested in your take on the Phillies.
Well, I think the Phillies have been kind of overlooked this year. They did not have the best record in the National League in the regular season. They didn't make any dramatic trades late in the season. In fact, the same 8 position players who started on opening day on March 31st started on Tuesday when the Phillies beat the Dodgers to win the National League Championship Series 4-1. And that is impressive. The lineup is filled with bona fide stars, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, and Chase Utley. They've got a pitching ace named Cole Hamels. He's 24 years old. He was not even alive the last time the city of Philadelphia won a championship in any sport.
Always good to talk to you, Stefan. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis talks to us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.